It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Hey, Twitch just told me to take a shot.
They did?
They did.
So where is it?
I don't know. You've got it.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, people can use their points on Twitch to request you take a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the little rewards we offer.
One of the little rewards. Good for both of us. Yeah. There you go. Win-win.
Blue raspberry.
That's my favorite kind of candy.
Well, want some?
No, I'm all right. I don't think that probably tastes like candy. I mean, I'm sure it's got some essence of it, but there's...
It's really strong candy.
Yeah. Well, those things are pretty strong. I mean, it's a good deal. I'll tell you that much. You get your money's worth. I assume that they cost the same as the other shots.
I think they're cheaper.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you don't need nearly as many of them.
I drink like a sorority girl.
Yeah. Is that what... Do you think sorority girls drink that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that would be like a college thing. I watched that Netflix movie, Incoming. And
I like that movie.
The teacher from school comes to the high school party. He's drinking 151. And I was like, 151? Do they still make that? I haven't heard people talk about that in a long time.
What led to your...
Yeah, I had a lot of problems. Let's not dwell too much with that.
It reminded me when he gets fired, though. It reminded me of when I got fired at the first radio station.
Oh, really?
We're like, you know we're going to have to let you go, right?
I'm
like,
yeah. And he gets up slowly out of the chair.
I remember saying that. Like, we're going to have to let you go. And I'm like, yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yep. All right. Well, talk to you later. Go Eagles or whatever it says. I thought that was a good high school movie. The news, the big story. I mean, not just locally, because we're in Kansas City, so obviously it's big news here. But nationally, it would seem, when I turn on the morning national talk show this morning, they're talking about football starting, and they're talking about the Chiefs, and they're talking about the Chiefs possibly doing a three-peat. Of course, they're also talking about Taylor Swift writing plays. They're still talking about that. They still want to know, is Taylor Swift going to have any plays that she, you know, contributed tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, can we just stop with that? It was one thing that he said in an interview quickly. Maybe she will. Like you said, if anyone was going to do it, it would be Andy Reid. But I saw they had Clark Hunt on the Today Show, I think. They came to Kansas City.
Clark Hunt on?
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Isn't that kind of crazy?
Of all the people you could...
I know. They'd already had, like, they had Mahomes on a couple days ago. So, but they had Clark Hunt on. They came to Arrowhead to interview him. And asked him about, do you think the Chiefs can, you know, be the first team in the NFL to do it?
And he's like, nah.
Right. I love these questions.
Like, hey, do you think the Chiefs could three-peat? And the owner's like, I don't know.
Probably not.
We probably should have went and gotten, like, I mean, we went out and got some receivers. Probably should have got a better one. And plus, it's just really hard to three-peat. So, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say no.
I wouldn't put your money on it.
If I was a betting man.
Right. Just don't put your money on it.
I go ahead and put my money on the Ravens, probably. But, you know, it is what it is. We got a shot. We got Mahomes. So, you know, that's always good.
Isn't that how all these questions are, though, in sports? The post-game questions. I mean, I know some are worse than others. Is it harder to throw the ball when it's raining? That sort of stuff.
Good job, Nick.
Right. But it's still.
That's the guy who got the National Sports Show.
Exactly. So he knew what he was
doing.
Asked
that question.
He knew what he was doing.
Did you find it harder to throw the ball when it was wet? No, I didn't.
This is pretty good.
I find it just. I mean, what's the like?
He asked Matt Castle if it was harder.
Is the ball slipperier when it's wet? Like, I don't know. Put water on the ball and see yourself, dummy.
But he's not the only one though that asks questions like that. Of course, he's also very young at the time. But that's what people do in those press conferences. They ask stuff like that. And if they ask something that people are actually interested about, some sort of scandal or whatever, all they're doing is putting that person, the player or coach, in an uncomfortable position to try and find a way to say, I'm not answering this. And to try and see how they will. I guess there is a 1 in a million chance that you get that moment where they go, yeah, I hope they die and burn in hell. I hate them. And you go, whoa, did you see that? Just totally went
off. But they also had, you know, you had Deion Sanders throwing that dude out.
Yeah, that's true. Like, you get something like
I'll
that.
Throw your ass out of here. You're not allowed to come back and ask me questions anymore. I'm like, okay.
Okay, dude. Yeah. How's he doing?
They won the first game.
Okay. But I feel like the hype
was... They did not play anybody really good.
The hype was big.
They barely won it.
And then weren't they really good?
They got Nebraska this week. They got Mahomes' clone there.
I looked that guy up, the quarterback at Nebraska, and I thought, look, I'm reading an article about this guy from Nebraska. Quit showing me pictures of Mahomes. I'm serious. I was like, show me what this guy looks like. I didn't realize when you said that he was mimicking him that he looks just like him. He's not just... If I did the hair and the Oakleys, I'm still not going to look like him. This guy's on the hair of the Oakleys, the walk. It looked to me like the way he was... Like contorting his face, like the way he had his kind of biting his lip a little bit. It was Mahomes. I was like, he looks exactly like him. I thought it was Mahomes until I finally stopped and realized that red shirt said Cornhuskers on it, not Chiefs.
Yeah.
That's too much. I'm with you. Way too much. Well, anyway, does Clark Hunt think that the Chiefs have what it takes to possibly do it again? I think you already know the answer to this. The answer is absolutely not. But
in the history of the NFL, more than 100 years, never been done. Three straight Super Bowls. Can you do it? Is it possible?
Well, we're excited about the opportunity. It only has happened a few times in the history of the NFL where teams had the chance to do that, and nobody's been able to accomplish it. Our guys have really embraced the challenge and are looking forward to it. They know it's going to be difficult, but I'm confident that Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and his teammates are going to give it their best shot.
Hey, that's good.
What I am confident about is they're going to try.
No wonder it's on national news. Yeah.
What I am confident about is they're going to go out there and they're going to give it a shot. It's not easy to do, but they're going to go out there and give it a shot.
The important thing is that we're in a position to try. We have an opportunity.
That is true.
And very few teams have ever had
the opportunity.
The opportunity. As a matter of fact, I'm sure we could probably figure out how many teams have had the opportunity.
I know Pat Riley.
How many teams have back to back?
Wrote 3-peat.
Did the Cowboys?
So if you like make a shirt with 3-peat or something, you're not going to pay Pat Riley somehow.
The Cowboys in the 90s would have had to have been one, right? Because then they beat the Bills twice. So they would have had an opportunity.
Man,
I guess there's been quite a few teams maybe that have won back to back, right?
The Packers, maybe?
Maybe. And then did the
like
Patriots
in the
at some point?
Patriots, right? Yeah.
I would assume.
Yeah, they did. They're the last one to do it. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, really, if you told me, like, no, but the Patriots, it wasn't back to back because they lost this year. And I believe so many.
I mean, I hate to say that, but
they did. It was over such a long span.
It was 20 years ago. Because when the Chiefs did it, it was the first time in 20 years.
In 20 years, okay. Right. But, yeah, when I was a kid, I remember those. They had back-to-back Buffalo Cowboys games, right? Weren't there back-to-back Super Bowls?
The Chiefs did it 2023, 2024. The Patriots did it 2003. The Broncos with Elway, 97-98. The Cowboys, 92-93.
97-98, okay.
The San Francisco 49ers, the Pittsburgh Steelers did it twice.
What year did you say the Cowboys? 92-93, is that what you said?
Yeah,
Lord,
that was
I'm older than I thought. Yeah, that's one of the first teams I think of because I remember
the Broncos Elway thing.
I would have forgotten that totally. Absolutely would have forgotten that. 2 years, and that was 97, 96, 97.
Yeah, you've gone all those years without winning one, right? Because
the Chiefs had Montana.
Is that not Elway? That's Elway, yeah.
Was it?
Well, now I'm starting to guess myself.
Did the Broncos win all those years without winning?
Peyton won a while. Marino never won one, right?
I don't know. Who did the Chiefs? I mean, the Chiefs back then, I guess they would lose. They lost that AFC Championship game to me, too, I think it was Buffalo.
That could be Peyton Manning.
What year did Montana play for the Chiefs? It's all stuff you'd have to look up. I don't know. But look, you heard it here last. Clark Hunt says the Chiefs, you know, they're just grateful to have the opportunity to be playing for a three-peat. And I think he said they have the talent. I don't actually know. They said that. I would assume that he says they've got what it takes. He said something about Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. So, yeah, he thinks they've got what it takes, and we're happy to have the opportunity. Mm-hmm. So that's all that really matters. I mean, that's the big story of the day. Most people are probably already trying to figure out if they have a subscription to Peacock, wherever they need. I don't know. Or if they need, if they're getting their antenna set up, their HD antenna to make sure it works, which is what I was doing this morning. And I meant to order a new one because it is acting up. But no one's listening. Everyone's on football. I think it's on Peacock, right?
It's NBC.
Oh, yes. So it's on regular TV. Yeah.
Right, it will be over the air.
And Peacock.
Yeah, it'll be over the air if you can get that figured out. I just feel like every year I get text from people who say, wait a second, now how do I watch the game? It's on Peacock. I don't have Peacock. How do I watch over the air? Well, you're going to have to turn your TV tuner. Well, I'm not getting anything. Well, you need an antenna. You know what I mean? Back in the day, everyone had cable. It was just Channel 13 or whatever. Right. That's it. You're done. It does kind of suck that when you watch it on Peacock, you can't rewind it unless you set up some sort of...
True?
I don't think you can. I don't think they'll let you rewind it. Maybe they do.
I can rewind stuff on Peacock.
You can't, right? But not live stuff, right? Can you rewind the Michigan game if you watch it on Peacock?
Well, I've never done that, but I watch WWE on it, and I can rewind it.
And you're watching it live?
Sometimes.
Okay, then maybe you can rewind it. I was thinking that you couldn't, but maybe you can. Maybe they changed that. Anyway, Chiefs are tonight. We'll take a break because Snow Cone says that we need to take a break. We're running late. Mm-hmm. Take a break. We'll come back, and then we'll do the rest of the news. It's, you know, there is stuff going on. Non-Chiefs related.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9, The Rock.
All right, we're going to do part two here in a minute.
We're going to do the rest of the news coming up. Non-sports news. I told you that I got a house for you. Oh, I got a feel-good story for you that I think you'll say is not a feel-good story. I got a flamethrower story for you, which is always good. Not just a flamethrower, but an improvised homemade flamethrower. And I've got a mugshot for you, too, of that guy. If you go to twitch.tv/churchoflaszlo, I'll show you what that guy looks like. He looks like the teacher from that high school movie again. Remember, after all the stuff, I don't want to give that whole movie away, but by the end of that movie, how the high school teacher looked a little different, that's kind of what the flamethrower guy looks like, as you can imagine. And what was the other thing? Oh, this Philadelphia Eagles thing. Have you guys seen the pictures of those posters that were up at bus stops in Philadelphia?
Mm-mm.
With the... the sides of the bus stops, they have the big advertisements. Mm-hmm. And in Philly, they had a bunch of these big advertisements that had pictures of, it looked like an Eagles player, profile of an Eagles player with a helmet on, only the Eagles player looked like Kamala Harris. And it said that the Eagles were endorsing Kamala Harris. And then this gave a link to a very real website at the bottom to get you registered to vote through the Eagles. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you about that scandal coming up.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill
the order of hornets.
Whoopies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Doom scroll, you little bitch.
All right. Well, Amazon has responded to all these allegations online about their drivers being monitored. I don't know if you saw any of this, but, you know, Amazon's, I don't know how many trucks they've got, lots and lots and lots of them. Now I see in my neighborhood, they've got all those electric trucks, those Rivians, which I'm sure they have in your neighborhood too. And they've added a bunch of things to those vehicles to, you know, some of it is to keep driver safety safer, and then some of it is to keep an eye on the drivers. And I guess there's cameras in there that watch the drivers, right? Okay. I mean, look, if you've got a bunch of stuff that isn't yours, it's not the end of the world that there's a camera on you, I guess, at work. You're delivering for another company. But there's allegations that these cameras are a little too strict about making sure that you're not distracted, including watching your lips. Because if your lips are moving, then that could mean that you're talking to someone on the phone, and that could mean that you're distracted.
What if you're just singing?
What if you're singing along to the radio?
Something else that these vehicles have is the in-vehicle camera safety technology. It's looking to make sure that you're driving safely.
My daddy was a family bass man. My mama was an engineer.
That guy's a pretty good Simon Garfunkel voice, doesn't he? Not bad. Anyway, these people on Reddit had said, all right, like, I quit my job as an Amazon delivery driver. It was the last straw. We were told that we can't sing along to the radio because it'll wake these cameras up, and then we'll get reported for being distracted. Amazon says, not true. They say, we have never said that people can't sing along to the radio while they're driving in the vehicle. They didn't really go into any detail about whether or not talking or your lips moving does signal some sort of thing and send it to their boss. I don't understand how any of the Amazon delivery stuff works, because I know California just had that big union lawsuit, and they were celebrating because they proved that Amazon is a joint boss, basically, of those drivers, because those drivers are contracted. But Amazon buys the trucks, but then the contractors are the ones who are actually delivering the packages. And we've heard those scandals for a long time. I say scandal, but complaints that you don't actually work for the company. Here's this big mega $1 trillion company, whatever they are, and their employees aren't actually their employees. They work for some third party contracting company. But I don't know when the camera gets set off and says, hey, you're distracted. I don't know if that's Amazon's choice or your bosses at the actual contracting company. But I did see when I was researching all this that, you know, you can go drive for them. Like, you, just like if you're being an Uber driver or whatever, you could, in your free time, whenever you have extra time, you can go drive for them.
But people, and it says, drop off of my house in their car.
In their car. Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. Yeah. And I had noticed that too, but I just like, what happened? Did the truck break down? Or no, yeah, you can sign up, and I think they called it a flex driver. And then people I saw on Reddit were saying you can make like $18-25 an hour, and we don't work a whole lot of hours here.
We could do that.
I've always thought, like, man, I should probably be using
it. Or you could just go to mitra-9.com.
Yeah, yeah.
But buy some Go Packs.
Use the promo code Problematic.
And then we wouldn't have to drive in our off hours.
Right.
But it would be a good deal for you, and it would make you feel better.
Yeah.
It's win-win.
It is win-win. But anytime I complain about money around family or friends, I know they're probably thinking, get a job. You got this many hours that you have to be at work. You've got plenty of time.
That's fair.
You could have another job. And
well,
that's true.
Church of Laszlo Vodka hits the store.
Yeah.
You could buy some of that.
Yeah. Yeah. That way,
go to popflyapparel.com. I'm trying.
I'm trying to not be a flex driver.
Kids to put through college. You could help me.
A guy in Vegas was arrested and charged with a terroristic something or other. It had terrorist in the title because he made a flamethrower. He was at the Fountain Blue Hotel there on the Strip, and he was in the stairwell. Now, he said that he was wanting the doors to open, and they were locked. And he figured that if he could get the sprinkler system to go off, then he could get the doors to unlock.
Sure. Can I have another shot?
He did get the sprinkler system to go off, but he did not get the doors to unlock. And he made his flamethrower with the garden hose and maybe some methane. We're not exactly sure. Yeah, I'm pretty impressed
with this. Man facing charges after authorities claim he built a flamethrower, then used it in a Strip resort hotel room. That reportedly triggered the sprinkler system, which in turn prompted a counterterrorism response. Gavin Hamilton faces charges of assault with a deadly weapon, arson, and drug possession.
They said this guy had a backpack that had butane and like a bong and some other things. So I just figured that he was stopping by. You know, he got into the hotel and that he wasn't a guest there. But they said that he was a guest at this hotel. So I don't exactly understand why he was in the stairwell, how he got locked in the stairwell. I'd like to know more, but I doubt that they'll ever give us a follow-up. I did find a house for you, Laszlo. You've always wanted to live in Southern California.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to find a house. I know they say young people are having a hard time finding houses for under $300,000 in the Midwest. So I can only imagine that in L.A. that price point jumps a little bit to trying to find a house under $1 million, maybe. I've got a house for you for $500,000. I know that's still a lot, but it's $500,000. You could try and find a way to make that work if you could sell enough Mitra and enough vodka.
Mitra-9.com.
Yeah. And enough vodka.
Right. Enough Church of Laszlo vodka, some t-shirts, and Popfly apparel.
Then
I might be able to do something I really like. That's on you.
You might be able to make this work. Now, people online are saying, oh, this is just a perfect example of why the American dream is dead for young people and why we can't buy homes. Look at this. But I say, hey, it's an opportunity. Where you see it as a negative, I see this as opportunity. There is a little issue with the house, but
house in Monrovia crushed by a giant tree is on the market. The house is listed as a one-bedroom, one-bath bungalow for $500,000. That seems high. Consider this. Problem with the house, only half of the bungalow is still standing.
I don't understand the listing because it really does say in the listing that it's got the bedroom and the bathroom, but if you look at pictures of it, the house is destroyed. The tree fell on it.
Maybe
half of the house is gone.
Maybe the other half has a bathroom and a bedroom.
Well, I could see the lot. If they said this lot in Monrovia is worth $500,000 because it's Southern California, I have no idea. Okay, sure. But I guess maybe houses are so expensive, they're like, no. You don't. That's not a full teardown. You go ahead and fix that up. Get the tree out of there and get it fixed up because it'll be more expensive.
Or leave the tree there.
Or leave it there.
All you need to do is build a wall.
Yeah, just build a wall to keep the
rain
from coming
in. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, leave the tree there. What do I care?
Leave the tree. It looked like there was some sort of conversion van from the 80s, maybe, that was also crushed under it. Leave that, too. I'd be interested.
I'll put flowers
in it. Maybe parts of the thing out. Yeah, or exactly. Make it part of my decor. In Philadelphia, people were a little confused, and I'm sure about half of them, at least, were upset when they noticed at the bus stops, there were ads, big, giant posters that said the Philadelphia Eagles endorse Kamala Harris for president. And at the bottom, it had a website that you could go to. And if you go to that website, it's a real website hosted by the Eagles where you can get registered to vote. The picture is a picture of like a profile of a animated looking player in the Eagles uniform with the helmet on, and it looks kind of like Kamala, right?
Okay.
The Eagles have said, listen, we're taking those posters down, not because we've changed our minds, but because we never endorsed a political candidate. They posted on social media about it and said it wasn't us. Of course, the media just says it was AI. I don't know why it has to be AI. Couldn't it just be somebody made these things and stuck them up as a gag? But I guess it's
AI. Plastered at bus stops across the city of brotherly love, showing Kamala Harris as the, quote, official candidate of the Philadelphia Eagles, pulled down. It's because they're fake, according to the team. A caricature of the vice president in an Eagles helmet, clutching a football, and in bold lettering, Kamala. The Eagles flew into action, posting on X that they were working to remove the, quote, counterfeit political ads. Adding to the confusion, the bogus ads did list a link to the official nonpartisan website of the Philadelphia Eagles that encourages voter registration.
They're still trying to figure out who done it. It's an official who done it. But
website?
So the website was a nonpartisan website that they did promote that says, hey,
okay,
we'll get you registered to vote if you go to this website. But it didn't say we endorse anyone.
Okay.
But the person who created these posters cleverly put that website at the bottom. So if you went to that website and you looked at the poster first, then you went to that website, I think if I was walking by and saw that and then went to that website, I might think, did they endorse Kamala Harris? Has a team, like a professional sports team owner, come out and said, or like a team come out and said, we're endorsing a candidate? I couldn't think of a time that it's happened.
Probably.
Have they? I mean, we know that we hear about so-and-so gave money to this campaign. So-and-so was seen at this dinner with George W. Bush or whatever.
Tom Brady was at the...
Yeah, Tom Brady had the MAGA hat on his locker.
Right. He was also, but he was at George Bush...
Oh, was he?
State of the Union? Was he there? He was at a George Bush State of the Union, too.
Okay. This sounds... I don't know why George Bush, it sounds like I can remember somebody being at a...
But then Brady said he doesn't. I kind of believe him. He's like, yeah, I don't really vote. I don't know.
I watched that.
At time, Tom Brady was Laura Bush's guest at State of the Union.
Yeah. I watched that documentary about him, that series. Well, I watched both of them. The one about him and then the one about the team.
And he seemed like, they asked him about that kind of stuff. He kind of seemed like, I don't really know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
He doesn't. I know people be like, no, you're lying. But I really felt like.
He's been playing football his whole life.
I feel like he only cares about football. That's all he knows.
Well, then
and then he's like, he played golf with Donald Trump, and
he had the hat.
See Donald Trump be like, hey, look at my hat. He's like, hey, cool, man.
We're friends.
You're running for president. That's awesome.
Right.
And then they showed a picture of it, and his wife was like, Giselle was like, we do not like Donald Trump. He's like, why don't we like him?
Right.
Like, I just don't think, I mean, that's not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying, I think that guy's totally apolitical.
I think it's totally possible that he's apolitical.
Yeah.
And that he's just, never would have guessed that the hat would have been a scandal.
Right, just not understanding it.
Yeah. Just not understanding why would the hat on my locker. They know I know him. I played golf with them.
Right.
They're like, well, then, obviously, so you must be voting for him. Like, well, I'm not, I don't know how
but
to
I
vote.
Saw when they brought it up in the...
In one of those documentaries.
One of those documentaries.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
I think it was one about him.
And some people were mad at him or whatever.
Yeah. And some people were happy.
But, yeah, but then they were like, but, and, you know, he locked arms with them during the, you know, the Kaepernick stuff. Mm-hmm. And so.
Right. I mean, like, Jerry Jones...
It was pretty outspoken about that, like, being on the side of Kaepernick. So, I just think he's pretty... I think he's just a locker room guy.
I think it would be the owners if it's anyone.
Oh, yeah.
That, and I do remember... I mean, it's... We used to go to that website where you could look up what celebrities had given. And with the athletes, they were fewer and further between. Celebrities, movie stars, television actors, they were all on that website. But when we would look up athletes... I would say 99% of them we wouldn't find. It's like when we found it was a big deal. Oh, we found an athlete that donated money because they just weren't nearly as likely as other celebrities to donate money to one campaign or the other. So I have a feeling that maybe if you just play this sport your whole life, that there's a chance that
you're
surrounded by all these different people, and I don't know. That's so just
according
not your thing.
To CBS, the Philadelphia Artist took credit for Kamala Harris thing. Yeah, on Instagram.
USA Today.
Well, I got news for you, and then we'll wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefsaholic?
Yeah.
17 and a half years. Sentence came down. That's what he just got. 17 and a half years.
Oh, I thought they'd sentenced him already. So 17 and a half years, you think that's fair? I mean...
He robbed a lot of banks.
Was it a lot? Was it? I don't remember.
More than one is a lot.
It was more than one. Okay, so you're saying that's a lot.
I mean, more than three.
No one got hurt, right? Or did they?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I watched that documentary.
He really needed the money. So did I, but now I don't remember it. He really needed the money, I think. It wasn't just like he was getting...
Well, I mean, everybody really needs the money.
Well, I mean, like, it's not like he had plenty of money and he was out there doing it for fun.
Risk reward. And so, you know what? I mean, like, yeah, I just talked about me needing money. You talked about you needing money. Would I like to rob a bank? Sure. I talk about that. I stop at that 7-Eleven by my house and that...
ATM guy.
The
Brinks,
what are they?
Brinks car guy.
Yeah, the Brinks car driver always bends down. He's putting money in that ATM. He's, I mean, we're there about the same time every day. Must be on his route. And I always think, man, I got to hit him with this coffee pot and be gone with that bang. I mean, the lady behind the counter is like a 17-year-old, 40-pound Asian
woman.
Not her
money. Yeah.
I mean, really, even if she did get
she'll call the cops, which I don't think she's going to shoot you.
Mm-mm.
Then the partner's in the vehicle because I think they have to stay in the vehicle. So you just walk out of there calmly, right? And boom, get in the car and go. That person would have to get in the driver's seat anyway. You're thinking about it again, I can tell.
I always think about it, like, man, I could get in there and grab everything.
Right. Now, smashing him over the head, you've assaulted someone.
Right. I'm going to get in a lot of trouble, but it's risk or reward.
I know it is.
So this is what I say about Chiefsaholic. Apparently, he had a lot of money. He had a good life. Like, he gambled it. He went to all the games. With the money, he did a lot of things. That's the reward.
Yeah.
But if you get caught, the risk is 17 and a half years. If the risk was only 1 year, I'd have hit that dude with a coffee pot 2 years ago.
There'd be a lot more bank robberies.
Right? Yeah. It's got to be more or else you're going to do it.
Yeah. Plus, America roots for the bank robbers every time.
Of course, because no banks are criminals.
Because they're criminals.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo!
What's up, Ken?
Nothing. You?
Nothing.
I know you've had some relationships in the past.
I've been in some.
You've decided that you're not interested in relationships currently.
Not really, no.
It's not something that you're looking for, but you haven't sworn them off entirely.
No, of course.
Okay. But in the past, you maybe have had some disagreements with someone that you've been dating. Have you ever had that? Like where there's been some sort of a dispute about something, a disagreement, where you're not on the same page? I've never really had that, but I hear people talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe sometimes you might even get angry.
You're a cuck.
Yeah, that's what they call
you.
Yeah, I think so. Is that what they call it? Someone who understands other people's feelings and knows how to regulate my own emotions. Anyhow, if you get into one of these arguments, the angriest you've ever been, have you ever, been so angry that you wanted to get back at this person?
Sure.
And thought, I'm going to get back at this person. I was mad this fight happened hours ago, maybe even a day ago. And I'm still so angry about it that I've had time to think about it. You've even masturbated to clear your head. All those things. And you're like, I want to get back at this person. Have you ever gotten back at someone
no.
that you were mad at? I don't think that I have
I'm
either.
Usually
I
mean, pretty over
it. You calm down. Right. You calm down. If you're really hung up on something, it's, when you're a teenager and you're heartbroken. That's the only thing. You went through that a little bit.
Sure,
right?
Of course I did. Okay. I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't know that I've ever thought that I need to get back at them.
But you've been angry enough that you've, in that moment...
Filed for divorce? Sure.
Well, sure. Filed for divorce. Well, did you hear about this guy in New Jersey, what he did to get back at his partner?
No.
And he's not you hear girlfriend, whatever, you might think he's a younger guy. I mean, he's a middle-aged guy. I think he was in his late 40s, early 50s. I'm going to tell you what this guy did, and you decide whether he's a legend or just a terrible person.
Okay. Legend.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock. KQRC Leavenworth, Kansas City's rock station.
Always live on the Free Odyssey app.